You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On April 26th, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. Only in theaters April 26th. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did The Simple Life come up in your TV history class?
No, that was not taught in any of my TV classes, but I did watch that growing up.
It kind of tailed off after like season two or three. Went on a little too long.
I think the novelty of, oh, look, it's two really privileged rich girls cleaning up horse manure can only last a certain amount of episodes.
Yeah. I think they changed also like the format of what they were doing after like two seasons, and they started doing like weirder things. And then they hated each other and they were filming it while hating each other.
You know a lot about The Simple Life, Billy.
Oh, yeah. They actually worked at a Burger King in Miami one day.
Wow, yeah. Interesting.
When you move down, you should ask around and say, hey, where's the Burger King that Paris and Nicole worked at for a couple hours?
Is there a picture of them hanging on the wall in the Burger King?
I don't think so. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I've been through the drive-thru where they worked. But I had to act like it was any other Burger King drive-thru, you know, act like you've been there before with Burger King drive-thru.
Right, yeah, of course.
So, but it was a big moment for me, not going to lie.
I have not been to a Burger King probably since I was like 8 years old. Is Burger King still like up there with all
Be
the
Be very careful just where this is going. Chains? With Why? Disparagement of Burger King and
I'm
fast
not disparaging food. It. I don't live by any... There's no Burger Kings where I live.
Well, there are Burger Kings down here. Well, actually, if you're going to live on the beach, there's not a ton. There's two Burger Kings. There's a BK Whopper Bar. That's a big deal. That's like on... where is that? On Washington, I think. They serve alcohol with Burger King. If you ever needed alcohol with Burger King, a Whopper Bar. And then there's like a drive-through Burger King, which is like my spot on the way in and out because it's like the most accessible fast food place. Oh, I love fast food.
Well, I just Googled Burger Kings in New York and there's actually a lot that I've never even seen before. I don't know where these Burger Kings are hiding. I had no idea there were this many Burger Kings here. I don't have any beef with Burger King, by the way. Just haven't, you know, like once Chipotle was invented, that's where I went when I needed a fast food.
I've never
bite.
Been to Chipotle.
Really? Wow. Mm. I haven't eaten there in a while now because I think I overdid it in college, but that was the go-to spot for a while.
Roy, what's your fast food go-to spot?
I don't really have one.
Hmm. Hey, I don't know who I'm even asking, but does anyone know if McDonald's ever got the Hi-C Orange back? Because I saw press releases making a big thing about how they were getting it back, and I have not...
It left?
Yeah. Oh, it left. It was a thing. It was a thing. When McDonald's lost the Hi-C Orange, there were... I don't want to say riots in the streets, but there were riots in the streets over McDonald's losing the Hi-C Orange. And then a couple of years later, they announced it was coming back. And they had like, I think even like a whole website dedicated to like announcing when it would be back in your location. I'm gonna look into this. I'm going to answer this question for you guys because I know everyone's curious.
Did anyone else read that Wired article about the tech inventors who invented a machine that McDonald's franchise employees could buy to put in their ice cream machines to diagnose the problem with the ice cream machines, because all the ice cream machines break all the time, and it's like become this huge meme, like, oh, the ice cream machine's broken at McDonald's. And now McDonald's is trying to basically sue them for, I don't know, copyright infringement or something like that. And it's like this whole thing. You have to read it. It's fascinating.
McDonald's ice cream machines being broken, I also like diagnosed as the first lie that I could recognize adults were telling me as a child. Because every single time we would go, we would say, and I'm not going to say who the adult was, but I'd be there, I wouldn't be the only child, and we'd be like, let's get ice cream, let's get whatever. And it would always be like, the machine is broken.
Yeah.
And I realized as a child, there's no way this adult could possibly know that, because they're in the car with me. So they don't work at McDonald's. They haven't spoken to anyone at McDonald's today. How could they know that that machine is broken? They have the same information that I do. And even as a child, at first I was like, wow, every time it's broken. And then one day it just clicked and I was like, there's no way that they would know that. They just don't want me to eat ice cream today.
I think there's a McDonald's ice cream machine outage map now that you can Google before you go to McDonald's. I'm not positive, but I think that has been invented.
Billy, that works with my 3-year-old granddaughter, where she wants to play the Ms. Pac-Man machine, and she's not capable of playing that game. So I say to her, it's broke, and she buys it.
Wow.
She's
three.
So mean.
She'll be on to you soon, Greg. I
know.
Promise.
Idiot. Chris, you shouldn't be laughing.
It's broke.
What other things do you lie to your grandchild about?
That's about the only thing. When she wants to do something that I don't want to do, it's always broken, you know.
Wait, I have a story, speaking of, like, lying to your kids. So
other than when I tell her I love her, that's sometimes not the
truth. Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
That bond will soon be broken, though. Don't worry, Greg.
Yeah.
Okay, so my parents are in the process of cleaning out a lot of my stuff from when I was a little kid, and they found a letter that I wrote to the Tooth Fairy. Are you guys ready for this?
Yes.
It says, I think I was probably around 8 years old when I wrote this based on the handwriting. It says, "Dear Mr. or Mrs. Tooth Fairy, please leave me $2 for my tooth. It was really hard to get out, and I want the money. Please give me the money or face the consequences." Smiley face. "P.S. If you don't give me $2, I will hunt you down like a scared rabbit and then bash your fairy head in the wall until you bleed. Then I will take a chainsaw and slaughter you. I will make some chili con carne from your remains." Jeez. Yes.
Man, those TV shows you used to watch really got to you.
It's a fairy.
That is scary.
What are you doing?
Like, wow. Did your parents do anything about this? Did you go talk to someone? Or
I have no idea. Like, I read this the other day, and I was mortified that I wrote that as an 8-year-old child.
Chili con carne. Oh.
Chili, like, I think that was a plot from South Park when I was little. Like, Cartman made chili out of someone's parents and fed it to them. And I think I got it from that, maybe. I don't know, but I was reading that the other day and, like, legitimately could not believe what I was reading.
Did the terrified tooth fairy leave $100 under your pillow?
I think I probably was able to get the $2 out of it. Like, I wasn't even asking for that much money. I didn't have to threaten him that much.
Greg, you have the Tooth Fairy reading the letter and saying, forget $2. I'll give $100 for this crazy person.
The Tooth Fairy's calling a lawyer after reading that letter. Christ.
Unbelievable. I can't, like, I'm really, really afraid of what was going on in my head. You're right, Billy. It's probably for watching Columbo as an 8-year-old.
Good news, guys. The McDonald's by my house. That's high sea orange lava burst. Wow. This is a great day.
That is a great day. That's my second go-to drink. If the fountain Coke is out, I go orange high C. Do you go orange high C or Coke, Bill?
You know what they had, Stugatz, at this McDonald's by my house for years that I remember as a child? It was a conveyor belt. So, like, the drive-through, for whatever reason, was separate from the kitchen. So they had this conveyor belt where they would put your bag on it, and you'd watch it go up the conveyor belt, and then it would go over the people who were sitting down in the restaurant, and there'd be like a glass thing on the side so you can watch the whole process. It'd go up, over, and then it will go down into the drive-through, like the window, and they'd give you the food. And then they just like gutted that McDonald's and they redid it and they got rid of the conveyor belt. But I thought it was the coolest thing as a kid.
Did you ever go to those like sushi restaurants? And I think there's one in London where they have the conveyor belt with the sushi that goes around and you just like pick the sushi off of it.
I wouldn't want sushi off a conveyor belt.
Sounds unsanitary.
Sounds awful.
You'd want to be at the front end of the conveyor belt of that, right?
It's in packaging. It's not like out. The sushi's not just out. It's not like you pick a little a little piece up with your chopsticks. It's pretty good though. I think they have them in New York.
It's one of those things that I don't know if it's real or not. Like I see on movies, these giant sushi places where it's in a little boat and it's riding around a moat of a restaurant and you just kind of take what you want off of it. Is that real? Those are real things.
Yeah, there is a restaurant in London I went to when I was little. My parents won in a raffle a trip to London. So they took me and my sister there when we were little kids. It was the craziest thing ever that they won this trip. And we went to a sushi restaurant and they had a robot that would bring you the food. And then the sushi was on the conveyor belt.
I don't trust robots.
This was in 2002.
Even worse.
Incredible technology.
Mm. I wouldn't trust a robot to be bringing me food. Did the robot cook the food or the robot was a waiter?
The robot was a waiter, basically.
Wow.
Kind of like Greg's back in my day.
I had a room service robot at a hotel in Chicago where you order something and it's delivered by a robot.
Do you tip robot waiters or robots that clean your room in a hotel? What would you tip them?
Yeah, I don't. They don't know any better.
Really?
Give them a couple nuts, a couple little nails.
Sprockets and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Give them a dozen
pennies. Allen wrench.
Billy, now you got me thinking because I played, this is going to be impossible to do without, sounding like I'm bragging, but I played Michael Jordan's private golf course with Dwight Freeney, and drones bring you food and drink. And so they brought it right to my golf cart, and I gave $20 tip to the drone. I mean, I did.
You could have said I played an exclusive golf course.
Perhaps. I could have said that.
Yeah. How'd you give the drone a $20 tip? Had a bucket that you just put the money in or something? I don't know that I believe this, but I want to go down this path with you anyway.
I'm telling you.
Never believe it.
No. We ordered drinks, mixed drinks, a couple of cocktails, and I had chicken tenders and fries. I forget what Freeney had. I have no idea.
Here come the lying details.
Freeney was on that
details on the line.
The drones, they bring the food and the drinks.
I'm not
and
disputing
so I put
there
a $20 in there because I felt it was the right
disputing there was a drone. I'm disputing that you gave the drone money.
You have every right to dispute that.
Wait, you're saying you played golf with Dwight Freeney at Michael Jordan's private golf
course?
That's
what he said right there.
Yes.
Wow.
And Ahmad Rashad.
Yes.
There's no other way to tell
really
that story.
He doesn't really
want to
tell us the story. Right. He really doesn't want to talk about it. But there's no other way to say it. There is
just
no other
just couldn't get
way.
Around it.
It's the only way to say it.
I mean, it adds some weight to the story, doesn't it?
Can you imagine, in 2000, I show you a video of what your future is. And it's this dystopian future in which you're playing golf where robots are flying out of the air, giving you chicken tenders, and there you are. At the time in real life, in the present tense, you were a board op for Hank Goldberg, but you would have said.
He thinks he deserves it is the best part. The best part isn't that it's happening. It's that, yes, this is where I belong.
Of course.
At the top of sports with Ahmad Rashad and Dwight Freeney at Michael Jordan's golf course because I'm so good at this.
We FaceTime MJ.
No, you didn't.
Did you
that's
really?
The
you
didn't. That's the lie.
No, that's a lie.
Listen, that was the second lie I told there. That and the tip.
The tip, yeah.
I love that you just lied about tipping a
he'd
drone.
Give a drone. The drone can't
give
say
it to a robot my
and
money?
And then he'll be like, look it up. Go get the camera. You'll see. And then the lie falls apart. And we won't do that over $20 to catch him in a lie because it's easy to catch him in lies. Mike, are you hurt and bothered that Charles Barkley has guaranteed a buck sweep? Here, guaranteed. The guarantee from Charles Barkley. The only
Never
other creature
out.
Like him in media is Stu Gatz. It doesn't matter what he says about anything. He guaranteed a Charlotte win the other day, and they lost by 30 to the Pacers.
Yeah, it never works out for the Charles Barkley guarantees. I'm not sure why they would start right now, so I feel kind of good. Look, the series is not over. I think the Bucks end up winning the series just like I thought before the series started, but I also don't think that this is a sweep.
Technically, the series hasn't started.
Precisely. It almost did. Almost. Game one.
Very close. Yes. Well, I don't know why
Greg,
we're all staring at Greg.
Greg, you got something?
We were hoping you had some heat thoughts.
Well, I will say, to brag, on the Greg Cody Show podcast, down 3-1, I all but predicted the Panthers would come back and win the series, which now
No, you did the thing where you were like, they have a chance. I don't think they're going to win, but they have a chance.
No, I emphasized that they have a great chance to win, that it would not surprise me in the least if they won three in a row.
Hard emphasis. Wait a minute.
Thank you. You're welcome.
This is where we've got. Thank you. You're welcome. Wait a minute.
Yeah, he's right.
Let me just see if I have this straight. Okay. On the Greg Cody podcast featuring Greg Cody.
Greg Cody show with Greg Cody.
You
get it right.
You,
and that's a fine.
You have said, you all but predicted in your words, and your son who produces the show says merely that you said there's a chance. I just want to get right. Your tepid prediction that the Panthers might come back from 3-1 because they've won a single game. You want it known out there that they have a chance because, yes, there are two games left to play possibly and they could win both of them, but you didn't all but predict it. You're just saying on the front end, possibly, maybe they have a chance because there's still games to be played.
No, you could replay the tape, but there was nothing tepid about the way
I'm pretty sure I pressed you and you were like, I wouldn't bet on them winning, but they have a chance.
The emphasis
exactly
was that I thought they had a great chance.
Bet on them winning is not you all but guaranteeing a
it
comeback.
It wouldn't surprise me if they won three in a row.
I don't understand what you're doing.
Still wouldn't.
Okay. You're hedging your bets on thinking every possible thing.
Right.
Well, he said three in a row. It would only need to be two in a row to win this series. So Greg has them advancing.
Yes, you know job. What? And now they got Spencer the Knight in shining armor, and he's going to rescue the whole league. So how about that?
Roy hates us.
The whole league.
Yes. He's electrified the whole league, the Knight in shining armor.
Everyone's talking about it.
Correct.
They are.
He's
dead.
Right.
I mean,
he's
stood
right
in
I mean the kid just turned 20. I have underwear older than him.
He's not kidding.
Let's call Chris's mom and find out. Let's get her on
if
the phone.
If indeed he
here.
Is underwear.
Yes, I want to know the oldest pair of underwear that Greg Cody has. As we've looked at his belly button flap today, and now we say that his torso is going to be appearing at 4 a.m. on our 24 consecutive hour marathon. Let's get a little lower into the nether regions of Greg Cody.
I already regret saying that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you probably do have underwear that are older.
If I set the over-under at 20 years, you would feel confident taking the over?
I think that's the kind of stuff we should be doing with DraftKings. I think we should not know the answer to that question and put an over-under bet.
I definitely have t-shirts older than 20 years, older than Spencer Knight.
For sure, yeah.
In Greg's defense, this is more of a testament to what a great product Fruit of the Loom or Hanes make, right? Yeah. That they could last 20 years after so much wear and tear.
Zagaki. I'm a Hanes man. But
oh,
And,
write that down.
You know, boxers, of course.
Why are you writing that down?
You know, knowledge is power.
There you go.
Boxers.
Never know when you're going to need that.
Boxers in South Florida is a bold choice.
It
I'm
really
telling
is.
You. You need some moisture wicking technology on that ball sack.
My ballicular region is not prone to sweating, so we're good.
Wait, your balls don't sweat?
They're not prone to sweating, is what I said.
That can't be true, and I'm not going to ask your wife that. That is not the question.
Oh, yes, you damn well will. I don't believe you. Yeah.
I mean, I don't do it. I'm not a construction worker. I don't do a lot of heavy lifting.
Oh, Greg.
I live in the air.
I'm not a construction worker either, but I walk to my car in the South Florida summer.
Greg, and everyone's balls sweat.
Okay, I'm not an outdoorsman.
Rainbow around it.
I'm an indoorsman.
Put it on the pole.
I live in air conditioning.
Guillermo, put it on the poll. Do everyone's balls sweat?
Hold on. Your dirty ass wears underwear for two consecutive days and your balls don't sweat?
This is unbelievable.
Bullshit.
He has no
That's why he can.
He doesn't
Thank
know
you, Billy.
Anything that happens
Thank
under
you.
That canopy that is his belly
That's
button.
That's it.
He doesn't know anything
That's
that happens
it. Show
down
me.
There.
Show me.
Yes.
Not a canopy.
Show me. I'll touch those
yes.
too. I don't care.
Yes.
I don't give a shit. I think you're lying. I'm like a dog
way.
With a bone
let's
on this one.
Let's end the show that way with that as the big pay.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.